Just one halakha that's brought down by the Ramah in Ibn Ezer in Siman Dalid. He's talking about over there the Karaim. The Karaim are those that only take a literal approach to the Torah. They did not accept the traditions of the Talmud or Hazal. Another thing about the Karaim, that their gitin, the way that they divorce their wives, also does not follow the tradition. And therefore he said it's quite possible that a Karai, while he might have gotten married according to the tradition and made a kiddushin, but since they do not make the proper gitin, their wives are still considered married. And therefore when they go marry somebody else, after what they think is a divorce, they're still married, and therefore their children are mamzerim. And therefore he says the Karaim are filled with mamzerim. Therefore you have to keep away from them. However, he writes, and the Beit Yosef brings this as well, that the Anusim would be, for example, let's say the Maranos, and those that had to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in hiding, even though outwardly they acted like Christians, but inwardly they still kept the tradition. And therefore the Anusim, they were Anus, they were, let's say, under duress, that they had to act like Goyim, but they still followed that Moshe B'Yisrael. They're not as bad as the Karaim. At least when they got married, they followed the tradition, and when they divorced in the proper way. So while you don't have to suspect that the Anusim, Ranos, for example, have Mamzerut in their lineage, so therefore there'd be no problem to marry them, so long as they were Chozer, they came back, obviously, to Teshuvah, because we don't accept such a thing as a Marano, that you cannot act like a Goy. So long as they made Teshuvah, their lineage is intact. But whereas a Karai, the lineage is not. It should be noted that there's a Teshuvah of the Radbaz that's brought down as well in the Beit Yosef. It's in Chelek Aleph, Siman Ayin Gimal, where he said that you could marry even the Karaim. Why? Because he said their marriages are not marriages. Because since the witnesses that witness the marriages, they're Karaim also. They're Pasul, they're the Shaim. So therefore, if the marriage is not a marriage, you don't need a divorce. That was his Shita. But again, the Beit Yosef brought down otherwise from Rabbeinu Shimshon, and that's the way the Ramah says as well. Although the halakha might not apply today to any of us, I don't know if there's too many Karaim around or too many Maranos around, but it underscores the importance of getting a kosher get. It means people, unfortunately, from time to time get divorced. But it must be underscored again that the get has to be written by a expert Tamid Hacham that's fluent in the laws of Gittin. Gittin are so complicated that it's possible that by just missing one letter in a word can invalidate the get. And Hazdat Shtom, because of one mistake, this lady gets remarried and there could be Mamzerim Chas V'Shalom. So God forbid, if somebody hears of a case of Gittin, it's not that you just open up the yellow pages and look for, you know, the local get writer and the cheapest guy that, you know, for $4.99 you get a get and a dozen donuts or something. It has to be done by the most expert, because again, if it's wrong, Chas V'Shalom, there's Mamzerim. That's why the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Kol She'enu Yodea B'tiv Gittin V'Kiddushin Lo Yehe Esek Emahim. If a person is not fluent in the laws of Gittin V'Kiddushin, don't get involved in them. Because you think you're helping, and instead of helping, you're really destroying instead. So again, it's not that it's a halakha l'ma'aseh, but it's a good advice. Sometimes people hear that a friend or a family member, God forbid, is getting divorced. You have to give people good advice to make sure that they take the right sofer and the right rabbi that officiates, in order that just like getting into it is important, but when you get out of it, you have to get out of it the right way, so it is an official break. Just one announcement on our...